yeah, oh yeah, can I get a oh yeah, oh yeah, can I get a...
You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise. So talk a little bit about market dynamics. I heard you even mention it a couple of times that there are certain times in the market where organizations are looking to increase top line, but there are certain points in the market where people are looking more on bottom line. My operations brain in me, the hat says, should probably be thinking about everything that happens in between. But what's your take on market dynamic and sort of how to leverage that as a founder?
Yeah, I think there's a few, the should is always the right way, but what you do or can do is always different. So in terms of thinking about the markets, I think you have to diversify your customer base, right? So one of the reasons that one of the kind of key values at SineWave, which I built our firm, is that the government is a counter-cyclical market player, right? And that's the same in some of the commercial world too, right? They're a counter-cyclical market player. So the government is spending tons of money, CHIPS Act, infrastructure bill, buying new commercial tech, while some of the maybe regular corporate Fortune 500 are a little stagnant right now because of what's going on. You also have to be thinking about on a pretty regular basis, this is something the Valley sometimes gets wrong when they come to enterprise tech companies. We in the venture world and in the startup world and the entrepreneurs world, we sell what could be the vision, right? But a customer wants what they can use now that drives ROI now, that brings them a return in value now for the problem that they're experiencing, right? And so I think that that's a really important thing. When you're going into a customer, you could sell a vision, you could sell a tool set that they could do a million things with, but they're not going to think for you. So at the end of the day, you want to be able to say, I know you have this pain point. I can solve this now, right? Oh, yes, I have AI in my tech, which now everybody has. We were joking earlier that you can get AI to make your coffee or start your car. Everything is AI nowadays, which is a good thing, but in that it's a great, valuable tool. But a customer is going to say, so what, right? So what does that do for me and my business? And so as long as you're thinking about that and thinking about what their needs are, I think you can weather the storms.
Yeah, maybe this time next year, I'll have my digital AI version of me host my podcast and I won't have to do anything. So what are some ways to diversify? I heard you say diversify your customer base. What does that look like?
Yeah, I think it's always so one way to do it is to have investors with diverse networks, right? And that's one of the reasons you pick investors, right? And sometimes work with strategic investors, right? It's to say, okay, what can you bring to me that's different? So we at SineWave build some, one of the things we always say differentiates us is we work a lot with the Fortune 480, we call them. We work with Cisco and Google like everybody, but we also work with Monsanto and Alcoa and Emerson Electric and, the industrials and the agriculture and the fintech and others. I think that's important. We work with the public sector. That's important. So I think if you do a broad scoping of where do the different sectors and solutions that matter for what I can build and provide to the market are, let's go find early on, the two or three verticals that matter that kind of balance each other out, right? So tech and healthcare often balance each other out. Public sector, commercial often balance each other out. Just depends on the scenario, right? And what your particular solution is. But it's always good to have a diverse set of customers who you're working with and experimenting with. And then you can replicate that in those verticals before moving to the next. But it should never just be, it can be one. If you have, maybe it's international diversity, right? Or stage diversity. There's a lot of different ways to go about it, but you have to prepare for these kind of blips in the market.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.